The Allstate CEO Spotlight is shining on CEO and founder Nick Wisorak of the Chicago-based social app Click. User numbers are up and the future looks bright, with the focus to include the highlighting of special events. Nick, tell me, what makes you tick as a CEO?
For us, Click is all about connecting people, and it's really the stories that we hear from people that use the app that connect with others. Whether it's we have a group that moved out to LA and they really use Click to just meet people there and like start off their kick off their social life. Those kind of stories are the things that kind of make me get up and keep working hard at it.
Is it something that drives you in terms of, like, do you have a passion for business, technology, all of the above?
Yeah, I mean, I actually would go back to kind of the connecting people thing. I've always kind of been the person that wants my friends from different groups to get to know each other. I think that humans kind of connecting with each other makes the world a better place, and actually find that, you know, with tech, you'll hear these stories about kind of how technology has been, the hyper communication, everybody being connected all the time, has actually closed people off in certain ways. You know, like, I think about my friends from growing up, and we've been in constant communication since we were little kids, and it's actually, in a way, kind of like made us a little bit more insular, I would say.
Yeah, because there are people who argue that as much as they think that technology separated us, it really has brought a lot of us together.
Yeah. No, I mean, and in some ways it definitely has. And there are people, you know, whether it's a Facebook friend that you maybe wouldn't have connected with again. But in terms of like real human interaction, you know, like when people kind of go out and they're being social, we feel like people have actually kind of gone the other direction.
So where did you get the idea for the company?
Yeah, I mean, it actually kind of relates to that core group of friends I had kind of growing up and how we've stayed so close. When we started going out in Chicago, we kind of like looked back on our first summer here and realized that we had been with the same, you know, 10, 20 people over and over, going to the same places over and over. And there's this vibrant city out there with tons of people, cool people that we should be meeting, and new places to go to that we didn't know about that other people could tell us about. So that was kind of the spur for the idea.
Did you see a vacancy in this area? I mean, obviously people are probably thinking in their minds, well, there's Facebook. Did you see a niche that you filled?
Yeah. I mean, so the closest related company are like dating apps, honestly. I mean,
Tinder or something like that.
Yeah. So kind of the real time communicate with somebody that you don't know yet. And so the real hole was with groups of friends and not dating, right? So there's no good technology out there for real time connections between two groups of people. There's some people that have tried and failed, but ultimately we feel like it's a huge hole, especially, you know, we focus on getting people together in person, like in real life. And we really focus on that. Whereas others, something like Facebook might focus less on getting people together in person and more like digitally. So they form a group with their friends. We call it a click. So you form a click with your close friends. It's 2 to 5 people. And then say you're looking to go out during the weekend or whatever night, you open the app, you see other groups of friends that we algorithmically kind of match to you based on your interests and where you are. And then you can connect with them from there. So you can send an invite, say, hey, do you guys want to meet up? They say yes or no. And then once they say yes, we suggest an offline activity. So say we have like an art fair that's close by that you should go to, or a concert going on down the street, or even a deal we have going on at a bar close by. We suggest something to do.
So that's the difference between you and, let's say, Facebook or one of these others, is this algorithmic setup that you just described. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Yeah, so when you log in with Facebook, we pull in all your interests, stuff you like to do, and then all your friends, everything everybody likes to do, where you are location-wise at the time. And then we have, on the back end, we have kind of a whole list of events and things going on that we, you know, whether it's manually entered in or stuff we just pull in. And then we suggest something to do based on all that information.
And so let's say I'm one of the people that's found gets a recommendation of a click or a person. How do I know whether I want to accept that? Can I accept it? Can I reject it?
You can. Yes, yeah, so you can accept or reject it. And you get to see like the other group, and you see their pictures, like where they went to school, stuff like that. If they seem interesting to you, you can say yes or no.
And so the interesting thing there is not just one person, it's a group of people.
Yep. It's always groups connecting.
Is it always that you have to connect with the group, or if you see a couple people from that group, can you just connect with them?
Well, ultimately it ends up working out that way because you might have, you know, four friends on there and one's out of town or two are out of town, and then you end up meeting up with you know, like a slightly different group, which we're totally okay with as long as, you know, you're getting people together in person.
So what kind of feedback are you getting from people? Are they enjoying it? Are they having fun? Are you hearing negative feedback?
Yeah, I mean, no, we hear all kinds of feedback. You know, we're all about hearing feedback from people as much as possible just to make the thing better. But yeah, I mean, we've heard all kinds of stuff that this is, you know, exactly what I needed. You know, this wasn't, I wasn't looking to date or meet people using Tinder or one of these other things. I just wanted a kind of a casual way to go meet up with groups of friends. So tons of positive stuff. I mentioned the group in LA that's using it to kind of like jumpstart their social life, which is always great to hear. You know, occasionally we'll get some negative stuff about, you know, there's a group of immature people on here that were just like being rude in the chats or whatever. And we'll actually go through and we'll go through and take those people off the app. So we want to curate the community as much as possible.
You've mentioned a couple of times this is for, you know, getting in touch with old college friends, or it suggests a sort of a younger maybe demographic. What is the demographic that you're trying to reach with it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it is definitely a younger demographic. I mean, it's just people with more time that, you know, spend more time out and doing things around the city that you know, I mean, my older sister has two kids and they don't have much time to even go out to dinner with their friends. So let alone use an app to meet up with people. So, yeah, I mean, it's generally, you know, right after college, 22 to 30 range. You know, we tend, single people tend to have more time. So we tend to skew towards single people. But again, we're not a dating app. So,
yeah. And the way I see that I've seen this is that it not only kind of connects you with people, but events as well.
Right.
Which is kind of nice. You can
right.
meet people, but also you see events that are happening.
Right. That's right.
Is that one of the selling points, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely when you go up and talk to somebody about it, that's one of our big things. Again, we're focused on getting people together offline. We feel like events makes total sense right there as a way to connect people.
And coming up, we have a Lollapalooza, and you're going to be involved with that somehow in terms of arranging clicks for that.
Right. So, yeah, so we heard from tons of our people that, you know, Lollapalooza, it's 4 days long. There's tons of downtime where you're just sitting around in a group, and it'd be a great opportunity to use Click to meet up with another group that's also at the show. At the festival, so we'll have a special setup for people that are actually at Lollapalooza. They can check in and they can meet up with others at the event.
What have been the challenges in getting to the app to this point?
I mean, I would say Chicago is historically a B2B town or business to business company town. So starting something that's so consumer facing and actually social in nature is something that people don't see often here. So it's more difficult for companies like us to raise money here. That's for sure. And then to that end, there's also less talent in the space. Like we've actually been very lucky and found some really good people in the space, but it's definitely harder to find that sort of talent.
And the kinds of talent that you'd be looking for are what?
Like iOS developers, Android developers. I mean, there's plenty of them here, but they're just more in San Francisco and more in New York. But also even, you know, we have some data analytics stuff that we need to get done in terms of real users and people interacting with the product and how to figure that out. It's actually taken me a good while to find people that fit that mold, but we finally have done that.
We hear regularly on this program that Chicago is an up-and-coming community where this all is involved.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the evolvement? Is it moving in that direction where someday you might not have a problem?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you're still going to... Silicon Valley is still going to be the centerpiece for companies like this. But, you know, Chicago's definitely moving in the right direction. You've seen some big exits, and I finally Have found, you know, a good number of other founders in the consumer space. So yeah, I would say it's getting better, and we're all just getting smarter as time goes on as well.
What is in your background that helped prepare you for this?
So I was a finance guy for 3 years after school. I would say also, you know, I was also a sports guy in high school, and I think dealing with the ups and downs of a season back in basketball years and senior year of high school has really prepared me for the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur, because there are certainly ups and certainly downs.
What other apps are on your iPhone or device right now? What does a CEO have?
Yeah, so we really love Slack, which is like an internal communication tool that's just starting to blow up. It already blew up, but the public is starting to know about it. But basically, it's a instant messaging tool for teams internally that allow you to hook in. So like, we can hook in, you know, a specific event that happens in Click, we can have it send a message to this specific person in our group. And they're starting to come out with tools like to-do lists, and, you know, I can type on there / remind me to, you know, email WGN in an hour, and it'll remind me on there. So it's some really cool bot type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think the future is going with this technology, all of the technology?
With bots?
Yeah, yours specifically, do you think at some point there'll be virtual reality or live connections, video? I mean, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's really hot on video. I'm pretty, you know, I think in 5-10 years that people will a lot of times plug into an Oculus, you know, plug into a virtual reality machine and just work that way. I mean, if you think about it, you know, it seems really weird right now, but you can have so much more efficiency in terms of just looking to your right and talking to this person, or even like using your hands in certain ways. I really think that, you know, that's where things are going to head in terms of, you know, working. Even people want to work remotely so much now. Virtual reality seems to make a ton of sense.
And so share a little bit of wisdom with somebody out there who's listening who may be coming up like you are. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, I mean, so you'll hear this a lot, but I knew it, but I didn't really know it, which is focus on product like so much. I mean, every lawyer that we interviewed about, you know, how to set up our company or whatever, I mean, all these different things, like none of it really matters it matters once you're, you know, at a little bit of a later stage, but in your early stages, like, don't waste time on things that don't matter. Like, talk to users, don't spend a ton of time with lawyers, hire the right people, you know, all that sort of stuff that makes your product better. Really focus on that more than anything.
And then from a personal standpoint, is there a happy medium? Do you have that balance that everybody says CEOs should have in their life?
In terms of, you know,
being, you know, work, have the work and life and fun have Zen?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I have Zen. I work, Jonah Ellman, who's my cousin, is our CTO. So, and we hang out all the time. So it's, you know, we're kind of always talking about work. So, but it's, at some point it just becomes part of your life. So it's you could still have balance, I think, and always be thinking about it. It's hard not to be.
And that's the Allstate CEO Spotlight with CEO and founder Nick Wisorak of the Chicago-based social app, Click.